A complex winter storm is bringing, once again, a variety of precipitation types to our area. Winter weather advisories remain in effect for much of our area through this evening, and across the North Country, those winter weather advisories extend through tonight. Across the north, where the cold air will linger the longest, we're looking at about 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet accumulation before a transition to freezing rain, which will result in an icy glaze. Later tonight, a few areas across the north may nudge close to the freezing mark. However, many pockets of sub-freezing air will continue across the North Country late night into tomorrow morning, likely resulting in slippery travel right through the first part of the day tomorrow. In and around the I-90 corridor, the wintry mix has mainly transitioned to freezing rain this afternoon. In these areas, icy conditions are possible into this evening. Temperatures are expected to slowly rise overnight, which will transition freezing rain over to rain. Across the south, there are still a few pockets of icing that are likely to continue through the late day and early evening hours, though temperatures are warming first across the south, so most of those spots will change to plain rain moving into tonight. And then moving into tomorrow, we will see a surge of warm air into the area, so I mentioned that warming trend overnight. And temperatures tomorrow, especially during the morning, will be quite mild, running mainly in the 40s, though a few spots will rise into the 50s during the first part of the day. Then a cold front will sweep through. There might be a few rain or snow showers with that front. And the other big story will be the wind will pick up tomorrow, and we'll see temperatures drop off as we go through the day. So it may be a day where it's fairly mild mid to late morning, but you might want that heavy coat for later tomorrow afternoon. And then the focus will shift to a developing coastal storm on Thursday that is likely to track south of Long Island and is likely to bring accumulating snow from about the capital region into areas south and east of Albany. Accumulations could be moderate to heavy, especially well south and east of Albany, likely impacting the morning commute Thursday through at least midday. So that's something that we will monitor very closely. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, a wintry mix changing to freezing rain and rain, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers, breezy, high 38 to 46. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain and freezing rain changing to rain, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, breezy, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and freezing rain changing to rain, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and mild, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain and freezing rain changing to rain, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, breezy and mild, high in the 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy with snow likely, especially from Albany south and east, windy with highs in the 20s, and on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.